And now, Friday, and it is the 13th of December. And as a fella says, as close as makes no odds. Nevin, you're welcome and thank you. This is, of course, such a busy time for everybody. Very busy time for you.
Yeah, it's been a really, really good Christmas. Yeah. And thank God, it's been a great year overall. You know, and years ago, Christmas and like Mother's Day and Easter, they were the big events. Now our business, thank God, touchwood, is so consistent.
Yes.
You know, it really is so steady.
That's a great sign.
Yeah, it is actually.
It's a sign of a different way of living, I suppose. But it's also a great sign for you guys because, you know, you have to have that. It's all very fine being busy on the big days. But you must have a crowd in when perhaps other people aren't that busy.
Well,
you need to
true.
Be there consistently. You
that is true. It has been a good year, thank God, in general, I think, in Ireland and in the restaurant and hotels and really down to the gathering and a lot of things, you know, this. People are going out now and enjoying themselves a little bit more. And, you know, you need that. And
thank
I think
God.
That's, thank God is right.
We
yeah.
speak, of course, of McNean's fine bistro, Black Lion, which you haven't been to for a while. Anyway, that's another day's work. I can dream over the Christmas.
Right to Santi.
Yeah, but listen, speaking of Santi, we're practically at Christmas. Look what you're doing today.
I know
today.
That. I was thinking, I said, you know, we can't go without not doing the turkey and the herb stuffing. And, you know, it's something, I mean, at Christmas for me, I'm going to have about 34 in my house this Christmas.
Small gathering.
Yeah, small gathering.
Flipping hell.
And it's all about, I'll have turkey and ham.
And
I'll
goose.
Have goose. Mm. And it's a local goose producer. And the turkey that I get is Irish. And I just want to talk about turkey because I think it's very important. You go to your local butcher, but insist you're getting an Irish turkey because they are always juicier. They're well reared. You know that it's quality assured and that's very important. So we're supporting Irish farmers.
Okay.
You know, there is imported turkeys, you know, from other countries, which are good. But I think the Irish ones are second to none. And I'm very passionate about that people do.
But are we not supposed to know all the time where they come from now?
Very much so.
Aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
no matter
absolutely.
Where you buy it. Really.
And then the choice is yours.
Yes,
yeah, you're,
exactly.
You're absolutely right.
You should know.
Yeah.
You should
you're absolutely right. So we're going with the full bird for this one.
The full bird,
yes.
Full Monty.
And this is a 6 kilo, 13 pound oven ready turkey. You'll get your butcher to have it ready. Try and pick it up a day or two ahead. And can I just give a word of maybe a good tip for your listeners?
Yeah.
Is when you're storing the turkey, the bottom of the fridge, food safety is so important. I couldn't emphasize that enough at Christmas. You don't need to be storing vegetables in your fridge. They can go into a cool area, maybe the back kitchen where it's not too warm. Store your high risk, what we call turkey ham, in your fridge. That's really important, and at the bottom of the fridge. So you get your turkey day or two before Christmas, no problem. You can have your stuffing made up, and the stuffing that I'm using is just a very, very simple stuffing. It's done with thyme, onion, cooked off in the pan. And then into that, I put some apricots and pine nuts into it. And this is all in the recipe. And the breadcrumbs, just your regular breadcrumbs, you know, you can buy them or make them, it doesn't matter. But I have a little bit of sage and thyme into that. So one or the other, or you can use two. I use two, to be honest
right,
with you.
Okay.
And then, excuse me, I put some toasted pine nuts, onions, cook that all off in the pan, stir that in. And then what I do, Marty, is I get a roll of tin foil and I roll it into a large kind of like a sausage. So I do, and I bake that off separately. Now, I will stuff the turkey. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
But that's extra for your friends and family to help yourselves.
Okay, that's a nice one.
So
you're always giving, Nevin. Always giving.
Well, that's what it's all about. Yeah, and that's what I try to be. You know what
you
I mean?
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're great at
well,
it.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
So first of all, you preheat the oven at 190 Celsius, okay, which is a gas mark 5 and 375 Fahrenheit. So remember, every oven is different. I just want to emphasize that. Will you please make sure the turkey will fit into the oven? That's the most important.
Because there's nothing worse than the legs hanging out. It looks bad if the neighbours call. Who's that? That's the turkey. He doesn't fit.
That's the turkey.
You can't do that.
He'd have your hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What do you do if he doesn't fit?
Listen, you know, and just go. And if you think, God, that's not going to fit, get your butcher to take the legs off, bone and roll them. And what you're going to do then is you're roasting the crown, which will definitely fit into every oven.
Absolutely.
It really depends on how many people you're cooking for.
Sure.
You know, don't, you know, we're all, including myself, we overspend and we get too much food at Christmas. You know, just be careful how much you're buying and the size of the turkey.
Sure, sure, sure.
Just work it out. Okay.
Okay.
So, Marty, anyway, so first of all, we start off the oven at 190, okay? Now,
yep.
What I like to do with the turkey is into the cavity. I don't put stuffing into that. I put into the neck part, which is the back part. Not a pleasant thought, but it does add great flavour. The stuffing
imagine
goes
how the
there.
Turkey feels.
Exactly. Into the centre, you put orange, onion and thyme. So that gives lovely flavour for your gravy. So you roast that off, put a little bit of butter, melted butter over the skin, and then, because turkey is particularly lean, streaky bacon works really well. So put that over the turkey breast, and that will keep it lean. So what I usually do is start up, cover it with tinfoil for the first maybe 2 hours. So say now the 6 kilo bird, 13 pound turkey should take about 4 hours, 40 minutes to cook. And every oven is different. And I just want to explain a few tips. First of all, basting. What basically means spooning over the juices. I've heard of people turning the whole turkey over because all the juices run down to the breast and keeps it really moist and succulent. That's well and easy for me as a chef. I'm used to lifting, but I don't want anyone having an accident or a burn at Christmas day.
Sure, yeah.
You just, your Christmas
very
is
easily happen.
Easy.
Very
oh my God, it's so amazing. Yep. More people are usually cooking for bigger numbers than they're not used to cooking for. So we have to, I'm conscious of that at the same time. But the turkey, it's hard to beat a nice bit of turkey with the stuffing. So the stuffing's in the neck end that goes into the tray. And what I usually put into the tray is some water, create steam, some red onion, carrots, a little bit of celery, and then some herbs. So you're getting lovely flavour. Cover it with tinfoil. Say after the last maybe two and a half hours, take the tinfoil off, and then you keep basting the bird. And then with that bacon...
That's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, very. And what basting means, get a spoon, spoon the juices over the breast and the leg, and it keeps it really, really moist and succulent. And then, Marty, with that bacon that's on the turkey, don't waste it. Chop that up and put that in if you're going to stir fry some Brussels sprouts. It's absolutely delicious. We don't waste anything, Catherine.
No.
You know that better than anyone.
Batman. That's a lovely idea.
So, Marty, okay. So we have it roasted off. Take the turkey out, let it rest. And what that means, everyone, is to let the juices go back into the bird. Cover the bird in tinfoil, and that will keep happily warm for up to 40 minutes. Don't cut it straight away. It'll be a real nightmare. Now, if you did want to, this is a tip again, you could cook your turkey Christmas Eve.
Yes.
You could let it cool down. You could slice it and have it portioned off on a tray in your fridge. So you'd have your slice of ham, which we'll talk about next week, and then you have your stuffing, and then your breast of turkey, a little bit of leg, a little bit of turkey stock or chicken stock, and on a tray, ready to go in Christmas Day if you want to. That's the way I'll be doing it myself.
Yes, for sure.
To be honest with you, I'll roast the goose in the morning.
Yeah.
But,
you're doing the goose as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I give them the choice. But
there's only so much hours in the day.
Yeah. Well, that's true. So I'm just trying to give lots of advice here.
Sure.
So we've given a recipe also for the gravy, which is using all the juices, a little bit of flour, there's a small little bit of red wine or port, a little bit of stock into that, and some thyme. Keep it simple, don't overcomplicate it. You know, everyone loves the gravy with the turkey, the stuffing, they're the stars of the show. You don't need to overspice it, add different flavoured butters if you want to. You know, something very interesting I done from a Christmas special this year for RTE is I made a butter, and what I did was put orange rind into it and I put some herbs into it. That was on RTE, so it was. And Marty, what I did was put it underneath the skin of the turkey, and it was absolutely delicious. So
what
try
did you
that
do again?
Experiment.
Sorry, what did you
so
say?
Get some soft butter, the rind of one orange, some thyme, and a little bit of flatly parsley, and put it underneath the skin, and it's really interesting. Gives a great flavour.
I
use the crown of turkey. So, say for people that don't want to get the whole bird, but they're still getting turkey, it was fabulous. It was delicious.
Great idea.
So remember, buy Irish when you're looking for your turkey. Very important.
That's great. Now, listen, just a reminder again: it's roast turkey with herb stuffing. It is what it is. So we're done.
Fantastic.
Because you're going to do the you're going to do the ham next week.
Oh, absolutely.
That's fantastic. So listen, the season's greetings, sir. We can share
these
things.
We're getting
very
festive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll wear my Christmas jumper next week, okay?
Right. I might be busy. Safe home. See you in your jumper.
God bless.
Come on, Nevin. Safe home now.
Thank
and don't
you.
Forget, by the way, it's McNeen's Bistro and Black Lion, of course, where Nevin resides. Overall, he surveys. And a reminder, it's Marty in the Morning and it's Lyric FM, but it is, you find the section for Nevin in there and you get all the recipes. God bless you and safe home.